You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey science pals, it's Josh. Welcome back to Snappy Science, the bite-sized version of the Random Theory Podcast. Each week, we're giving you a quick random fact about something science-related happening in the world. This week, I wanted to talk briefly about the brain, and specifically this wild news that recently came out of UC Berkeley, where neuroscientists were able to reconstruct and play back the song Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd using recorded brain scans from patients that were listening to it. It sounds like science fiction, honestly, but you know, on this podcast, we love talking about the brain. We've done a ton of episodes in the past about the brain, so I want to talk about it. And as we've said before, we are brain, so basically, I'm a brain telling you about news involving other brains. Quite weird when you think about it. But let's just get into it and talk about what's actually going on here. The recording of brain activity took place at Albany Medical Center on patients awaiting epilepsy surgery. These patients were... obviously, I would assume these patients consented to rocking out pre-op. Anyway, the goal of the researchers was to capture the electrical activity of the brain regions tuned to attributes of the music and see if they could reconstruct what the patient was hearing. And a massive fun fact here, these brain activity recordings took place over a decade ago. But now, after detailed analysis of the data from 29 different patients, neuroscientists have achieved what they set out to do. Like I said in the intro, they have successfully reconstructed what the patients were listening to using the recordings of brain activity. And an even cooler fun fact, you can go onto UC Berkeley's news website and listen to these actual recordings. First, on the webpage, they have a snippet of what they actually played the patients, so it's the Pink Floyd song if you've never heard it. Then they have the actual reconstruction. It's a bit muffled and muddy and weird sounding, but importantly, you can clearly make out the melody singing the "all in all, it was just a brick in the wall" line. It honestly sounds like something that could be pulled straight from the original song or any Pink Floyd song. It sounds like a vocal part with some crazy effects on it, which is just wild. But why does this matter? Why do this in the first place? Other than, you know, it's cool. Well, one possible advancement that could come from this research is furthering the assisted speech technology for people who have trouble speaking, whether it be from like a stroke or paralysis. Right now, that assisted speech would come across similar to some sort of text-to-speech generator, you know, pretty robotic sounding. But this new research could capture and interpret the more musical elements of speech, like the rhythm, stress, accent, and intonation, which would then allow that assisted speech technology to convey that and convey far more meaning, like a person that speaks normally, which would be so huge for people that rely on that technology. And then one other area of interest I could see this going further in, and this wasn't mentioned in the article, this is just something I'm interested in, is dreams. Could further advancements in this specific brain scanning and reconstruction technology allow us to capture the brain activity that makes up dreams? I think that could be incredibly wild and interesting, and obviously sounds like something out of science fiction, but who knows? Maybe it could. And that's your Snappy Science for the week. If you have something you want us to talk about, either in a short Snappy Science like this or a full-length episode, leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or email us at randomtheorypod@gmail.com. Also, make sure to subscribe to The Random Theory wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.